Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Charlie Wise is on the dials. Mike Max in the host chair. And away we go. Remember, text line is down, so don't text us. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Mike Burns. He's the head coach of the University of Minnesota men's gymnastics team. Now, that is a club team now. It's been reduced to because its varsity status was taken away when they eliminated the sport officially, but they still competed this year. And I promised him when the season got over, we'd find out how they did because they were allowed to compete against some of the other NCAA teams in a different way, a different format, as an independent, etc. But there's also a question about whether or not there is a future to have it reinstated at the University of Minnesota. And we just saw this. We talked about it yesterday with Governor Walz, you know, how ridiculous it is that there's not boys volleyball in the state of Minnesota. And I think this leaf is going to turn at some point in time when people recognize that everybody, all people, deserve the same opportunities. Mike Burns, you're one of them that got on the wrong side of that. Let me start with that question before we get into what this season has been like. Is it hard not to be bitter?
Well, actually, good to talk to you, buddy. I think at first, you go through a lot of emotions, and it's kind of like the different aspects of grief. You're kind of upset, you're mad, you're angry, and you finally accept it. And it is what it is. Am I a little upset? Sure. And, the people that kind of made the decisions, you just have a little bit different feeling about them. But I'm not going to be bitter. I'm just going to find a different way to exist. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been enjoyable, actually. I've enjoyed what we've been doing. It's not what I've been used to over the years. But you know what it is? It's kids coming in the gym, kids trying to get a little bit better today than they were yesterday, and, making some... putting themselves out of their comfort zone to try to get a little bit better. And that's really what life's all about. And, we just get to do it in Cook Hall Gym. You've been there a couple times yourself, and you know what it's like. So, I wouldn't say I'm bitter. I'm going to be still focused on trying to see if we can get this program back. But in the meantime, I'm going to still provide opportunities for kids that want to do the sport.
So give us a lesson in some of the things that you've done. The way that you've had to evolve, to put meat on the table, et cetera. Some of the odd jobs, the things that you've done last year that you probably never envisioned that you would do at this point in your life, I think it's commendable. What are some of the things that you've done?
Well, back in the fall, I was delivering packages for Shipt. About November-ish, I started driving for Uber, so I'm still doing that. I actually enjoy doing that because, A, I like to drive, Maxie, and I like to talk to people.
You bet.
And what a great opportunity to drive.
There's nothing more refreshing and invigorating than meeting somebody new that can teach you something,
Absolutely. I met this guy. I took him. He was in town to do a big seminar on cybersecurity, and he was kind of a bigwig. And we got talking, and he said, you know, you should do some speaking engagements. You should talk to the local Toastmasters. You got a great story. And it was like, you know, the ride was a little longer than he anticipated, and we got really into some great conversation. So, yeah, you do meet some interesting people, and I've really enjoyed that because it's expanded my network of people that I've got a chance to meet that I never maybe would have met before, right?
Along those lines, before we move on to your team, give advice to someone that gets, you know, that all of a sudden they lose their job. Not only do they lose their job, but it's the job that they wanted. It's the career that they wanted. It's not one where they go, oh, I didn't really like it. It's what they wanted to do. What advice do you give them, and what have you learned over the last year?
Well, you know, it's when I was a little kid, my mom gave me this little card, and it was a little it was a poem, and the name of the poem was Don't Quit. And I remember reading that poem a lot because it just made sense, you know, and it's all about, hey, when things look bad, you know, don't take it as the end of the world, you know, take it as an opportunity. And that's kind of what it's all been about. You know, my philosophy on life is like this, Mike. No matter how bad a situation is, if you give it 2 or 3 days and you look back, it's never quite as bad as it seemed at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And that's really true. And it's kind of been the thing that I've leaned on and leaned into because over the course of my life, I've realized that it's actually true. So when this happened, you know, you go, well, okay, that kind of sucks, right? And you go, okay, how can we turn this thing into something better than it is? And, you know, you just take it upon yourself to stay positive, you know, wake up every day with some kind of a purpose and, you know, have some passion about what you're doing and be enthusiastic. And if you can do those four things on a daily basis, or maybe you can only do two of them every day, or even one of them. But as long as you don't do zero of them, I think you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm.
Mike Burns is our guest, head coach of the men's gymnastics team that was abolished at the University of Minnesota, but they still compete as a club team. So tell us how this went this last weekend and what this season was like as a club team.
Yeah. Well, our national championships were about a month ago down in Mesa, Arizona, and they were in conjunction with the junior national championships, which has about 1,000 boys in the country competing at the junior national championships. So we were able to kind of piggyback on that, and we had a whole bunch of their kids and a whole bunch of their parents in the stand, so it was a really, really great atmosphere. And we had 12 full teams in the competition, along with two partial teams, and so our Gym Act League is growing, and we were ranked fourth all year. We had four new freshmen, as I had mentioned. We had a couple of guys that were on the previous team, and then we had a guy that had come back and graduated a few years ago and came back. He's a first year med student and got to compete, Yaroslav Owens Pachinka. And it's been just kind of a fun opportunity to see these kids, you know, come together as a team and work together and try to improve and do the things that we'd like them to do. So we were ranked fourth all year pretty much, and that's where we ended up, fourth. Iowa, who also dropped their program, they had pretty much their entire team from the previous year back as part of the Gym Act team. So they ended up winning the national title. And then Arizona State, who has been like the national champs at this Gym Act meet forever, ended up a really close second place. And then University of Washington, who's been a competitive club program since they dropped their program back in 1980, was third. So that's like the, you know, the Holy Trinity up there. They kind of really kicked it out, and we were the top team kind of in the next tier. And
so you're fairly satisfied with it, or how'd you feel?
Actually, I was. You know, it wasn't one of our best competitions. We had a few mistakes here and there, but we held on, you know, and our biggest competition was with Temple University, their Gym Act program. They had dropped their varsity program probably about maybe 8 or 9 years ago, perhaps. And they got a strong team, and they were. We had the conference championship, the Eastern Conference championship, against them, and we narrowly edged them out. So we were the Eastern Conference champs, with Temple being a close second. We kind of stayed ahead of them in the national rankings. We were fourth, and they were a pretty close fifth. So we were kind of watching the scoreboard the whole time, and it was like, all right, we just got to make sure we stay ahead of these guys. You know?
I hear you, man.
And,
uh,
And his,
go ahead.
Here's the interesting thing. So this guy Yaroslav Owens-Pachinkin that I mentioned, you know, he's first year med student. He had come back, excuse me, to start medical school, and came in the gym and like, hey, Mike, you know, could I start working out? I said, absolutely. Gym's always open to you. You're an alumni here. And he starts going through, and he goes, hey, this gym act thing, can I compete? I said, yeah, actually, you can. So long story short, excuse me, he, super diligent kid. You know, he had come back pretty out of shape and had to drop a few pounds and just did an amazing job. You know, here he is, first year med school, doing all the things you got to do there. Coming in the gym when he could. He couldn't come in every day just because of his schedule, but he was, you know, he'd go, hey, Mike, I can't come in until about 6 o'clock tomorrow. I said, well, I'm probably going to be gone. Well, I'll just come in and do a circuit, a strength circuit, and take care of some stuff. And anyway, he just, he never missed a day. You know, he was there all the time, whether or not he was coming in at practice time or not. So anyway, we go to the GMAC Championships down in Mesa, and lo and behold, he ends up becoming the 2022 national champion on still rings. I couldn't believe it. It was just a great testament.
Great story, yeah.
Works hard and diligent and talented. Great story, yeah.
Hey, so last question. What are the odds of getting it reinstated at the University of Minnesota, not just your sport, but others that were cut?
Yeah, you know, we've been fighting hard. We've been working the system and trying to get people who are in positions of power to, you know, maybe have a conversation with us and say, hey, maybe there's another approach to this problem that you had back in the fall of 2020. And, you know, the situation financially and otherwise changed quite a bit from the time the decision was made to drop the program to now. You know, and obviously finances were a big part of the decision, and as were Title IX issues. And, you know, I think it's worth another look at the reasons, A, the reasons it was dropped, and B, some alternative solutions to the problem. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, Mike, as you know. And the decision that was made, I think, was a little short-sighted. You know, it was men's gymnastics, men's tennis, and men's indoor track and field. At the end of the day, it was men's indoor track and field. But prior to the region's vote, it was going to be indoor and outdoor track and field. So, you know, track and field just finished their national championships, NCAA championships, and out in Oregon, I believe, and had some really great success. So I really tip my hat to them. And you know, they're still able to do the outdoor track and field, not the indoor track and field, but they had good success. So really happy for those guys and able to kind of keep things moving. So, you know, every sport's a little bit different. All the tennis guys ended up transferring. There's not a single tennis guy back, you know, here in town. Gymnastics, you know, we transitioned into a competitive club program, had a pretty successful year, and we're going to continue to do that. I got 6 new freshmen coming in next year. You know, they're like, I like what's going on at Minnesota, and I want to be part of that. So
that's cool.
One of them was just in town yesterday for orientation. Him and his mom stopped in the gym, and he was just tickled pink. He goes, I can't wait to get here, man. He got, you know, admitted into College of Science and Engineering. He goes, the engineering orientation was awesome. It was, you know, they couldn't say enough good things about Minnesota, and I can't say enough good things about this place. You know, I got a little bit of an issue, right, with what happened, but we're gonna still make things happen here.
I hear you, Mike. Keep up the good work. They keep us updated, okay?
I sure will, Mike. I appreciate you letting me talk to the people out there and let them know that we're still here and we're not going away.
All right, thank you, Mike Burns, head coach, University of Minnesota gymnastics team. Whether it's club or not, he's still the coach, and they still got passion. We'll wrap up this edition of Sports to the Max. When we come back, well, when is that? Well, it's after these commercial breaks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.